Good morning. Great to see you all this morning at Narcisse, this 15th of December. We're going to be continuing looking at the birth story according to Matthew. So if you can turn to Matthew chapter 2. We will read. Gemma, would you want to start us off reading?
Yeah.
Actually, I do want to pray. Let's pray first. Lord, thank you so much for bringing us here this morning and for your Shabbat and even sunshine in December.
Amen.
And we ask also for rain for this land who needs it. Thank you for coming as a human on this earth to save us from our sins. And just give us your spirit this morning, teach us things more about who you are and how you work, and that the rest of the service would just be full of your presence. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Matthew chapter 2, verse 1. Now, after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea in the days of Herod the king, behold, wise men from the east came to Jerusalem, saying, "Where is he who has been born King of the Jews? For we've seen his star in the east and have come to worship him."
Sorry, can I ask what version you're reading?
I think it's just the regular.
The regular?
I saw his star in the
east. Yeah, yeah.
I think this is.
I'm just curious, you can keep reading.
I think I'll go the other way.
Yeah, of course, you have to go the other way. You got that. Definitely thought.
I think it's. What's called the New King James.
New King James?
I'm almost certain it's New King James.
Yeah, New King James. Interesting. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Go on.
"Where is he who's been born King of the Jews? For we've seen his star in the east and have come to worship him." When Herod the king heard this, he was troubled, and all Jerusalem with him. And when he gathered all the chief priests and the scribes of the people together, he inquired of them where the Christ was to be born. So they said to him, "In Bethlehem of Judea, for thus it is written by the prophet, 'But you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are not least among the rulers of Judah, for out of you shall come a ruler who will shepherd my people Israel.'"
Then Herod cried out his son and the wise men and determined from them and started here. He sent them to Bethlehem and said, "Go and look carefully for the child. When you find him, inform me, so that I can go and worship him as well." After listening to the king, they left, and once again the star they saw when it rose led them until it stopped above the place where the child was.
The children didn't know about it. After in the house of the baby and Mary, his mother, where they threw themselves down before him, worshiped him. They opened their presents and gave their gold and when they returned to their own land, they didn't come to Jerusalem to report to Herod, for God has warned them in a dream to come home another way.
After they were gone, an angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream. "Get up and flee to Egypt with the baby and his mother," the angel said, "and stay there until I tell you to return, for King Herod is going to try to kill the child." That same night he left for Egypt with Mary and the baby and stayed there until King Herod's death. This fulfilled the prophet's prediction.
16.
"I have called my son from the monkey."
Okay. "When Herod realized that he had been outwitted by the Magi, he was furious. And he gave orders to kill all the boys in Bethlehem and its vicinity who were 2 years old and under, in accordance with the time and plan from the Magi."
A voice heard at Ramah, weeping at great mourning, Rachel weeping for her children and refusing to be comforted because they are no more. After Herod died, an angel of the Lord appeared in a dream to Joseph in Egypt. Go to verse 20.
That's fine.
Okay.
Get up, he said. Take the child and his mother and go to the land of Israel. For those seeking the child's life are now dead. Continue. So Joseph got up, took the child and his mother and went to the land of Israel. But when he learned that Archelaus was reigning in Judea in place of his father Herod, he was afraid to go there. And having been warned in a dream, he withdrew to the district of Galilee, and he went and lived in a town called Nazareth. So as fulfilled what is spoken through the prophets, he will be called a Nazarene.
Okay. Okay, so that last verse would be a whole Bible study in and of itself. I don't think we're going to get there, just for the record. But we can talk about it later. He will be called a Nazarene.
All right.
That's a big ball of wax. But thank you. Okay, so we are back in the beginning of the chapter.
Matthew chapter 2.
And this is just... We're going to start out talking about the wise men, or what are they actually called here in this text? No. We're in Matthew here.
Chapter 2.
After Jesus was born in Bethlehem in Judea in the time of King Herod, wise men from the east came to Jerusalem. So anybody has heard the Greek word?
I've got wise men.
Yeah, astrologist.
Well,
nice translation.
Magi.
Magi. Yeah, magi
is
in
what?
English or Latin. Magi in Greek, which means we hear the mag, magician. These are magicians. But there's...
it's the same word that's used of Pharaoh's wise
magicians.
Men. Magicians, right.
And Pharaoh has a particular word for magicians to use. But this is really fascinating to me. First, it mentions they're coming from the east. Apo Anatolon. And they're magicians, so we could say astrologers. There are particular magicians who look at the stars. And I want to think a little bit about this theme of wise men in the East. And I want to read a couple passages with you to kind of flesh out where this is coming from. So we have it in multiple places in the Hebrew Bible, a reference to wisdom in the East. And so it's not coincidence, it's not random. So I want to look first at our most famous. We've been looking in this Bible study, we've been looking at the book of Numbers. And so which magician or kosem from the East did we read about?
You mean like a few months ago?
A few months ago.
In the book of Numbers.
Bilam, yes. Okay, so to jog your memories, you can look at Numbers 23:7. Am I there right now? Let me see that. Numbers 23:7. First of all, look over at that map on the wall. Balak, he is the king of Moab, right? And he wants to curse Israel because he's intimidated. Look over here. Where is Moab? It's a bad map.
So this is Jordan today.
There are two nahals, like river, geographical boundaries that mark Moab. What people group are above Moab? Ammon on this side of the Jordan. Ammonim, B'nai Ammon.
This is where
Ammonites.
The capital of Jordan today is called Amman.
Oh, Rabat Amman.
Yeah.
Rabat Ammon. So Ammonites. Moab, who is under Moab?
Edom.
Nice. Who's under Edom? Midian.
Oh, Midian.
Midian. We started it that way, yeah. Midian takes you all the way down to Saudi Arabia. And who was